24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444, and that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Hallelujah. How many of you are glad to be here in the house of God this morning? Did y'all get to see a spirit of praise in here this morning? A spirit of rejoicing. I truly thank God because he just confirmed in my spirit this morning that which he just wanted me to teach on this morning. Praise the Lord. As I was at the house last night, and through all the things that were going on, I had one thing in mind, and I said, Lord, what would you have me to say to your people this morning? And I've had a lot going on, and I'm not the only one. I know a lot of people have so many things that are going on in their lives, and it just seems like when you get one thing done, something else comes up. When you finish with one thing, another one comes up. And you begin to say, Lord, how long must I continue in this manner? How long must I continue to go through this? And I don't know about you, but there are some times when I just do not feel like doing anything. The weight of the world comes upon you, and trials and family and work and people at work, and you just feel tired and you don't want to do anything. Sometimes you just don't even want to come to church. If you're true, say amen. And I just, y'all know me, I just like to be real. And I'm not going to be before you long, but my spirit had been heavy. Had a lot of things going on, but one word just came to me. And it's a very powerful word, because if we can learn and understand and do this word even in times of trouble, in times of distress, in times of turmoil, I do believe everything will be all right. Turn with me to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. We're pretty much familiar with a lot of things in this chapter. Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And the word of the Lord reads, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech thee, Eutychus, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Their names are in the book of life. Everybody should want to have their name in the book of life. Verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Somebody say rejoice. That's the word I want to talk to you about today, and that word is rejoice. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, that's some double emphasis here. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, all the time. And again, I say rejoice. Now, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God. Oh, that peace. See, I told you sometimes we have so much going on, but that peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. So, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I want to tell you, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how hard it seems, no matter how hard it's tearing at the very fabric of your being and ripping away at your soul, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, a strong relationship, what am I telling you? I'm telling you, no matter what's going on, just rejoice. I was so glad this morning they entered into the sanctuary today with a spirit of praise, a spirit of joy, rejoicing because the Lord is our very present help. If you go over to Psalm 46, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So what am I saying? I'm saying rejoice. We find it very easy to rejoice in good times. But we need to learn how to rejoice when things are not going so well. Because when we look at the concept of rejoicing, verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord. See, that's the thing. We're not rejoicing because our happiness, our internal happiness and joy, does not come from our circumstances or what's going on in the environment around. Because if we trust in the Lord and we rejoice in him, our troubles will be diminished. They may not go away right then and right there, but because you're thinking on the Lord and worshiping him and praising him in reference and relation to the Lord, your problems will become very small. And you'll be able to get through it. Why do we as Christians have such a hard time rejoicing when things go wrong? I'm reminded of when I was out in the world. You didn't have to tell us when to rejoice. I'm reminded of what they say about alcohol consumption. It's good in good times, and it's good in bad times. Because those in the world, when things are going well, they want to celebrate with some spirits. They want to pop bottles of champagne and drink. But even when times are bad and they don't have a relationship with Christ, they still want to consume alcohol to make their troubles go away. They find a way to desensitize their minds to things, and they take on alcohol to soothe the pain, to help them rejoice. Because I've been there, I've watched them. They look a little down and out. The first one, they all right. But they down the second one,
They get a little smile on their face. They put down the third and fourth one. You have a totally different person sitting in front of you. They found a way to rejoice in that time of trouble. What am I saying to us? Oh, the Lord is my strength. We need to find a way to rejoice in the midst of trouble. How do we do that? The Bible tells me, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. We have to learn to rejoice. Don't think about your situation right now. My Bible tells me in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And over in Philippians 4:8, it tells you to think on certain things. I don't want you to think about your situation right now. I want you to think about the goodness of the Lord. Because when you think about all that God has brought you through, and all that God has delivered you from, in the time of trouble, you should be able to find a way to rejoice. Because if you think on your situation and what you're in, it will bring you down. But over in Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. When times are hard, think on the good things that God has done for you. We always say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. One thing that you can rejoice in if you have a relationship with Christ is that you have salvation. Your name is written in the book of life. You should rejoice about that, because there are some people who are out there doing things and they don't know Christ. But if he has saved you, if he has redeemed you, even if times are hard, you can say, I have been redeemed and covered under the blood of Jesus. I have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ. That is a reason to rejoice. So what should I think about? It says things that are true. What are things that are true? Think about the Word of God. Think about the things that God has provided. Think about the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is there to comfort you in times of trouble. Philippians also say, think on those things which are honest, those things that are worthy of respect. Meditate on those things. Have you ever sat down and just meditated and thought of the awesomeness of God? Have you ever just thought about, oh my goodness, where would I be if God was not on my side? The reason I tell you to meditate on these things, because the enemy attacks your mind. And the enemy wants to take you away from God. But when times of trouble, rejoice anyway. Find you a song. Find you a reason. He woke you up this morning. Rejoice. You're breathing. Rejoice. And I know sometimes you want to say, my troubles overcome me. Well, I'm going to take a time to make it real for you. Oh, you know, sometimes you don't want to rejoice, but you got to find that one thing that God did for you that nobody else could have done for you. And when you think of that thing, I just remember sometimes, and I'm speaking to the married folk, but I'm talking about myself. There are some times when you just don't feel like being bothered with your spouse. There are just some times when that interaction just not the way it should be. And you start to think about the circumstances and what's going on, and you begin to let that cloud your mind. You begin to let that cloud your vision of that person that you once fell in love with. And see, God is saying that don't let your circumstances or your situation cloud the very moment that you met me. Because I am the same God and I haven't changed. What am I saying? Sometimes you have to think back, and every now and again, I get get a little discouraged, but I have to think back about 23 years ago when I was standing in the church somewhat like this at the altar. And when sometimes things get hard, I just have to go back to that moment in time when that door at the back of the church opened up. And I looked and I saw this 5'1" beautiful God's creation flow through that door in that white dress, and I just had to say, oh, Jesus. Every now and again, we have to get to a point when our circumstances overtake us. We have to go back in time to when we first fell in love with God. And then we have to look and say, oh, Lord Jesus, you're the same God then, and you'll bring me through now, and then you ought to be able to just reach you. Did I make it plain enough for you? Yeah, sometimes it ain't all that. You just got to think about it, and then you start to get goosebumps. You start tingling a little bit. You start saying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Jesus. And then you begin to just find that your troubles diminish, and they go away. Think on things that are pure and lovely. What am I saying? Rejoice. In the midst of trial, Paul was a man that was very, very used to trials and situations. But I like what it says over in Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Come on. Who has a God like unto our God? Nobody. Who has a God who controls everything. So in the midst of my troubles, I got to think. I said, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills? Who put the rainbow in the sky? Who saved me? Who loved me so much that he sent his only begotten son to die? That ought to make you want to get up and rejoice. And if you think about hard times, sometimes God may not deliver you right away. But I'm reminded of some Hebrew boys that said to the king, we not going to be careful to answer your king. You see, you can put us in the furnace, but if our God does not deliver us, it's all right because I know that he is able. Do you know God is able? Just because he is able, you ought to rejoice. Just because he can do it, you ought to rejoice. Just because he loves you, you ought to rejoice. Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. Oh, the beautiness of that. My soul has been transformed. I'm no longer unclean. I'm no longer bound by the things of this world. I have been washed in the blood of Jesus. He set me free. I'm free indeed. I may have some troubles. I may have some trials, but I am free. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. He justified me. So when God looks at me, he doesn't see me. He sees his son. You ought to be thankful and rejoice that he doesn't see your wretchedness. I know we got things going on in our land, and things may not be right, and people are dying and unjustly. But we have a God in whom we can rejoice. We may seem like we're in a foreign land with what's going on in Washington, but the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Where is your hand? Is your hand in God's hand? Because if your hand is in God's hand, you can rejoice at all times. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I just feel happy in my soul this morning. I just want to rejoice because it hasn't been well at all times in my soul, but I'm happy because I have joy. Romans 5:1-2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace. With God. We ought to rejoice because as saints of God, we have peace with God. How many of you like to have peace in your home? How many of you like to have peace on your job? How many of you like to just have peace of mind? And see, when you have peace with God, that's some ultimate peace. Because those who do not have peace with God are at war and enmity with God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get in a battle with the living God, because I don't have enough firepower to win. All he has to do is speak and I'll be gone. All he has to do is think about it and I'll be washed away. But because I have peace with God, I can rejoice. By whom we have access by faith. Oh, why should we rejoice? Because it don't matter what our situation looked like. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we have a God who's able to transform our life. Oh, hallelujah. I talked about Paul, a man being able to rejoice in the midst of his circumstances. Paul over in Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 and 9, he says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Paul's saying here, if anybody got any reason to boast in the flesh, I could do that. I'm a man. I've been through some things. I'm an educated man. I understand all types of things. I'm good at what I do. I should be able to trust in my flesh. Because Paul goes on to say, I was circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee. Paul, he's going down his stock. He's letting you know all about him. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. He was so on top of everything, he began to persecute the church. He thought he was doing right. He had zeal touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He lived by the letter of the law. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered. We sang the song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Are you really wanting the Lord to prepare you to be a sanctuary? Because if you want to be a sanctuary for the Holy Spirit, if you want to be a sanctuary for the Lord, you got to go through some things. God has to take you through some suffering. He has to take you through some lows so that he can bring you up. And even in those lows, you ought to be able to say, Lord, I just want to thank you. He lost of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Paul here is saying that no matter what he had, he trusted in God. And if we look at him again over in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14, he says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Remember, I said, don't worry about your situations. Don't look at the accolades that you had in the past. Look at what God did for you. See, because sometimes we can't rejoice because we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what the future holds, so we hold back on God and rejoice. But I'm reminded of the song that says, praise him in advance. You got to rejoice no matter what's going on. Paul said, I press toward tomorrow. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I'm going to rejoice anyway. I'm going to rejoice in the God of my salvation, because he'll never leave me. He'll never let me down. He'll never forsake me. Mother and father may, but I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to rejoice. Psalm 9, 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I'm not going to give you half-hearted praise. I may be tired, but I'm going to give you all that I have. I may not have but 50% today, but I'm going to give you all 50%, Lord. I'm going to praise you with my whole heart. I will show forth all of thy marvelous works. Verse 21 says, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High, El Elyon. No matter what's going on, we ought to rejoice. No matter how hard it is, we ought to rejoice. And why? See, I love it when the writer Paul comes back over in Philippians chapter 4, 11 through 13. It makes you think about your situation and where you are right now. Paul, a man of God who had been shipwrecked, bitten by vipers, stoned, left for dead, all kind of things, but he never lost hope or faith in God. Paul over in Philippians says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. Have you learned, church, how to rejoice? And he says, I have learned in so whatever state I am, that we're to be content. If I'm broke, I can still rejoice and be happy. If I'm hungry, I can still rejoice and be glad. Paul says, in verse 12, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. I know how to deal with it when I don't have much in the kitchen. But I know how to deal with it as well when I can go eat at any restaurant I want. He says, I know how to abound everywhere and in all things I am instructed. I like this. To be full and hungry. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, so they shall be filled. But Paul said here, even when I'm full and I think I'm running over with God, I'm still hungry for God. Are you still hungry for the Lord? I see and I can hear Job say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Because when he has tried me, because he knows the way I'm going, he knows my path, for he laid it out. When he tried me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. People may not understand it. People may not see it, but they say, Vincent, why are you rejoicing? Because I see afar off how God is going to do it. You may not see it, but he's revealed it to me in a dream. He's revealed it to me spirit to spirit. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. I'm going to rejoice in my God, the God of my salvation, the God of my youth, the God who is the only true and living God. You say, how can I do this? He says, I'm instructed both to be full and hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. See, we use this scripture all the time, but you have to understand, he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You got to understand, it's not by your strength. It's by the strength of living God. You got to have a mind to want to do right. You got to have a mind to want to go through. You got to have a mind to want to serve God. You got to have a mind to say, no matter what goes on, I'm going to hold on to God because he'll never let me go. I'm going to rejoice when things are good. I'm going to rejoice when things are bad. I'm going to rejoice at all times. I'm going to rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Why do I rejoice? Because he is a God who will never leave you. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. He's the God of my peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Sid Kenu. He is the God Almighty. He is El Shaddai. Because he is that, he is omnipotent. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He's all powerful. That's why I'm going to rejoice. I don't care what you bring against me. I don't care what happens. I'm going to rejoice. Because if God be for me, who? I'm going to rejoice because there's nothing that you can bring to me. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Why am I going to rejoice? Because God is my help. Jesus. I don't know if y'all understand, but no matter what's going on, you may not be able to see your way through. Shout right now. And just lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. And just give him some praise right now, because if you praise him right now, he's going to move on your behalf. You may not understand it. You may not see it, but we say it all the time. He inhabits the praises of your people. Well, why are you crying when you should be rejoicing? Why are you weeping when you should be saying, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. I know I have faith, and faith never denies the facts. Oh, the facts of the situation may be they're on my nerve. The facts of the situation may be that I may lose my job. The facts of the situation may be this, but the faith of the situation is my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, rejoice always. And again, I say, rejoice.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.